You're listening to the Ruined to Redeemed podcast, where we seek to help the church reach its full potential by connecting individuals to the beauty of the gospel. If you have questions about today's topic or a story you'd like to share, email us at ruinedtoredeemed@gmail.com. That's ruined2redeemed@gmail.com. Now here's your host, Alan Myers.
Well, today is our first episode, and before we dive into the topic, I did want to explain the purpose and the plan of the podcast. The purpose behind the podcast, as you've already heard, is to help the church reach its full potential by connecting individuals to the beauty of the gospel, that in Christ, we are broken, gone beautiful. Our emphasis is going to be on how God can take what looks ruined, be it in our lives, relationships, work, or culture, and redeem it for our good and His glory. The plan for releasing episodes, we're going to start out posting one episode a month, and those new episodes will be available the last Wednesday of the month. Now that we've got that taken care of, let's dive into today's topic. Feeling lost, although you're found. Have you ever been hit by something unexpected that has left you feeling completely disoriented? I think everybody at some point in their life goes through a situation or has something happen to them where they experience this sense of lostness. Maybe it's something that happens in your life that completely rocks your world, that's out of your control, like the passing of a loved one. Or maybe it's circumstances that were once in your control, but were handled poorly, like the loss of a job. Maybe it's even your failure, morally, sin, that whether it's the past or the present, that feeling of just complete and utter helplessness and feeling like you've let everybody down. These sometimes unexpected moments leave you feeling discouraged. They can leave you feeling sad, confused, fearful, and even anxious. That lost feeling is almost like when you get the wind knocked out of you. I remember when I was a kid, we had steps that led into the kitchen. I was running down the steps and slipped and fell backwards and hit my back off the steps. And I remember standing up in the kitchen and just gasping for air. And I kept saying over and over again, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And my mom was sitting there in the kitchen. She looked at me and she said, "You're talking, so you're breathing." You know, this feeling of being lost, it's similar to that, in that when you get the wind knocked out of you, you panic. You don't feel like you can breathe, but in reality, you are breathing. Feeling lost, although you're found, is very similar in that you feel disoriented and unsure, but the whole time you still belong to Jesus. It's those moments in our walk and in our faith when we make a bad decision or the brokenness of this world creeps in and it just derails us. Now, there are three causes for this feeling of being lost. There's a lack of confidence in yourself. And again, maybe that's because of some failure in your life. There's a lack of confidence in God. It's hard to see God in those situations. And the third one is a lack of hope for the future, that just everything, it just feels like it's hopeless and there's nothing that's going to fix that feeling that you're going through. If you're not careful, that feeling of being lost can consume you. This is why we wanted to cover this topic today, is because so many people are stuck in that sense of lostness or just feeling like they don't know what's going on and what's happening in their lives. And what that's doing to them is it's robbing them of their joy. And it's keeping them from fulfilling God's call on their lives. And it might even, if they're not careful, it might even lead into depression. And that's what we don't want to see for the church. We don't want to see the church crippled because of an event that happened that they had no control over, or even if they had control over, we don't want to see the church crippled because of one mistake or one broken situation. We want the church to thrive. And so we want to deal with this feeling of lostness, that even though we're followers of Christ and we're found in Him, that when we walk through these times of feeling anxious and fearful, when we feel alone, when we feel lost, that we don't stay in that, that we allow God to bring us through. And there's a few principles we're going to share. And the reality of this is why we think this is so relevant is at some point you're going to feel lost and confused. At some point in your life, you're going to go through a time where your world is completely rocked. And while it's unavoidable, there are some things that you can remind yourself of, some things that you can allow Christ to do to keep you from that crippling feeling of being lost. So we want to share some of those principles with you. The first principle is pretty simple. It's to admit that you're lost. It's okay to feel lost. It's okay to acknowledge that you're lost. It's okay to say you don't know what's going on. I think as Christians, what we try to do is we try to cover that up. We try to make it look like we've always got it together. We always know what's happening. But the reality of it is most of the time we don't know what's going on. And we are lost and we are limited in our knowledge and understanding of things. And so it's good to admit that we're lost, because the reality of it is you are going to walk through a difficult time. This is why James, I think, wrote his letter, specifically verse 2 in chapter 1, where it says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." Like, let's be realistic about this. It's not a matter of if, but when we will feel this way. Feeling lost is a part of the human experience. And so for us to deny that, it's to deny the reality of our fallenness, to deny the reality of the brokenness of this world. It's to deny that we have it all, or we don't have it all together. So it's okay to admit that we're lost. In fact, I think it's good that we admit that we're lost, that we acknowledge that we're lost, that acknowledging that we're lost, acknowledging those limitations in our lives, acknowledges our need for God's help. When you admit you're lost, it frees you to submit to Christ. When you finally get to the point where you say, "I don't know what's happening," that is when you are now open for Jesus to step in and to say, "Don't worry, I've got this." So it's good to admit. It's good to be open about that feeling of being lost, of anxious, fearful, whatever it might be. But what isn't good is wallowing in that feeling. And I think so many Christians just sit and dwell on those negative feelings of being helpless and lost. And we just continue to kind of just sit in that. And we're not chasing after Christ. We're not admitting that we need him. We're just wallowing in that feeling. And what that does is it wears you out. It wears you out. You grow wearier and wearier when you just sit in that sense of lostness. You stay defeated. You stay defeated. You stay stuck in that helpless feeling, which means you're not living the full life that God has for you. So it's okay to admit that you're lost, but when it's not okay to stay in that feeling. Which leads us to our second principle. So we admit that we're feeling lost, that we're unsure. We open ourselves up to Jesus to step in. The next thing that we need to do is we need to take those lost feelings to Jesus. We need to take those lost feelings to Jesus. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." Honestly, the first thing that any person should do when they're feeling lost is to pray. It's the first thing that we as Christians should do. When we feel that sense of lostness, we feel alone, we're worried, we're afraid, we're anxious, our world has just been rocked. The first thing that we need to do is to pray, but often it's the last thing that we do. But it should be the first thing. Our default position when we're going through hard times in our lives is to take it before God. Confess your discouragement, your sadness, your confusion, and your fears. And ask God to work Ask God to step in that and to come into this, the pain, into the brokenness, into that feeling of being lost. You know, the reality of the human nature and the human condition is that our lives will be broken until we are with Christ. And this is why we must continually take our burdens to the cross. There's never a day we don't need him. And especially during those times when we are just crippled in our pain, in our suffering, when those trials are just completely derailing our lives, those are the moments we really need to come before God, come to him, confess our struggles, confess that we don't know what's happening, what's going on. We need to continually take our burdens to the cross. Why? Well, it's because we need guidance. Right? We need Jesus's guidance. Trials and confusion. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but trials and confusion often go together. That when you're stuck in the middle of a hard circumstance, a difficult situation, whatever that might be, it's interesting that confusion is always on the coattail of your trial. And we don't have all the answers. Why we need guidance is because we don't have all the answers. We are limited in our knowledge. We're limited in our understanding. We're limited in our wisdom. And we don't know all things. We don't know everything that has transpired or will transpire. And this is why we need to take it to Jesus, because he's the only one that does. We also don't have it all figured out. We think we have it all figured out, and that's when life hits us hard and we have that feeling of being lost. We don't have it all figured out, but who does? Jesus. Jesus has it all figured out. So we need guidance. We also need healing. We need to take our brokenness. We need to take that sense of feeling lost to Jesus, because we need healing. Trials are painful. Trials are painful. They're not fun. They're not enjoyable. They are painful, painful times in our lives. And we need healing. And we can't produce that in ourselves. No matter how hard we try, no matter what we fill our lives with, we will never be able to heal our pain in the middle of the most difficult of circumstances. Only Jesus can. So we need guidance. We need healing. And we need help. This is why we need to take our lostness to the cross, is because we need help. We need help. Trials force us to acknowledge our need for God. Trials force us to acknowledge our need for God, that we need help, that we can't do this on our own. We can't walk through this on our own. And that as we've tried to walk through it on our own, we continue to fall, we continue to fail, we continue to hurt. And so we need help. Trials have a way of helping us acknowledge our dependency on God. So we first admit that we're lost, then that's okay. And then we take that lost feeling to Jesus. We cast that onto him. And why would he want that? It's because he cares for us. He cares for us. And it's a beautiful thing to know that we have a Savior that cares about our situations, that cares about our hurt, that cares about the pain, that cares about the trials that we're walking through. So we take those lost feelings to Jesus. And the third thing is to trust that God will use it for your good and his glory. We need to trust that God will use it for your good and his glory. Psalm 37 verses 23 to 24 says, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his right hand." That verse is talking about how God is with us. He's always with us. He's ever present in our trials and ever present in our circumstances. But in the middle of our lostness, we tend to get forgetful. We get forgetful. We forget how beautiful God is. We're so consumed with the pain. We're so consumed with the uncertainty. We're so consumed with our sadness and with our discouragement, with our failures, that we forget how beautiful God is. We forget how good he is. I think it was A.W. Tozer that says, sometimes when we get overwhelmed, we forget how big God is. In times of hardship, it is very easy to lose sight of our faithful God. It's very easy to lose sight of our faithful God. When we lose sight of God, our trust in him is diminished. And as our trust in him is diminished, then we see ourselves as completely helpless and that nothing's going to change. And we lose that hope. We lose that hope. This is why we need to remind ourselves. We need to remember who God is. We need to remember what God has done and what God continues to do. We need to remember that life can never take us to a place where God is absent. Life can never take us to a place where God is absent. God's presence is always in his people. If you belong to God, if you are a child of God, God's presence is always in you, no matter what you're walking through. And if God is present in you, his presence will always be with you, meaning he's not just simply in you and presently in you, but he's also in those situations that you're finding yourself in. So when we give our lostness to God, what we're doing is we're expressing confidence in him. And when we have confidence in him, we gain confidence in ourselves because of what he's doing in us. So we need to remember, constantly remind ourselves just how beautiful God is and how awesome and great he is and how faithful he has been. If you stop for a moment, even right now, and you take a moment and you click pause if you need to, and just reflect on what God has done in your life, looking back over the years that you've walked with God, you will see over and over and over again how faithful God has been to you. We need to sit in and just reflect on how awesome and wonderful he is and how faithful he's been to us. Because even in the most difficult circumstances, you will find God. Even in the midst of the most difficult circumstances, you will find God. And what you will find God doing is working in you. When even in the midst of the most difficult and most painful circumstances, you are going to find that God is there working in you. You know, we have this desire for God to work, you know, all things for our good. I was talking to a friend recently and I just, you know, just talking about faith and talking about trials. And I said, we desire for God to work all things together for our good. But we forget that all things include the most painful times in our lives. We want God to work all things for our good, but we forget that all things includes the loss of a family member, the loss of a job, a broken relationship. Like we want God to work all things for our good, then we have to be open and willing to allow him to work even in the most painful and difficult of circumstances. So God, if you look for him in your trials, you're going to find him. You see, trials, it actually gives us an opportunity to grow. And that's what he's doing in those circumstances. What he's doing in you as he's working in those trials is he's growing you. He's growing you. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4 says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. That painful circumstances, hard times, suffering can lead to hope. That God is using our suffering to lead to hope. So trials give us an opportunity to grow, but trials also deepen our relationship with God. As we are in the middle of those hard times in our lives, it gives us an opportunity to lean into God, to lean into our relationship with Christ, to be led by the Spirit. Trials deepen our relationship with God. What he's doing in the midst of the most painful circumstances, what he's doing in your life constantly, but as well in those hard times, is he is making you more like Jesus. He can use the painful situations. He can use those times when we feel absolutely lost to make us more like Jesus. More often, it is in our pain that God is working in our hearts. So whatever you're going through now, wherever you will go through, remember that God is using that to mold you and to make you into the image of his Son. And even in the most difficult circumstances, not only is God for your good, not only working in you for your good, but God's going to be glorified. God's going to be glorified. Your growth is his glory. You getting through that difficult time is his glory. You using your experience to minister to others is his glory. So trust that God will use whatever you're going through for your good and his glory. So again, those three principles are to admit that you're lost, to take that lost feeling then to Jesus, and then finally, to trust that God will use it for your good and his glory. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing right now. I don't know what tomorrow's bringing. And maybe you're listening to this and you're just feeling overwhelmed and anxious. But whatever you're going through or whatever hardship that leaves you feeling lost, I want you to hear this. It's not the end. It's not the end. Job lost everything. But that wasn't the end of his story. God blessed him in great ways. What is happening to you right now, and maybe what will happen to you in the future, those painful times in the future, that is not the end. That is the beginning of God working in your life. Faithfully seek God in the midst of feeling lost, and you will always find him. Spend time asking God to work in whatever situation you find yourself in. And then continually reflect on God's faithfulness in your life over the years and allow that to rebuild your confidence in his faithfulness today and tomorrow. God is beautiful, and the gospel that God has given us and the gospel that he is working in us is beautiful. And what's so beautiful about this gospel is this, that in the gospel, what's broken is mended, what hurts is healed, and what is lost is found. So whatever you're going through right now, I just want to just pray for you. And even if you're not going through a hard time, I want to just pray that when you do, you'll remember these three simple things. This podcast has been used to just to plant that seed in your mind so that when you walk through a hard time that you would remember to admit that you're lost and to take it to Jesus and to trust that God is for your good and for his glory. And so I just want to just pray for you right now. Would you pray along with me? Father, I pray that you would just be with whomever is listening to this podcast right now. Lord, I pray that you would just be with them. I pray that you would just encourage them. Lord, I pray that you would just enter into whatever circumstance they are dealing with right now. Lord, I pray that you would just guide them and lead them and direct them. Lord, I pray that you would just take away that feeling of being lost and replace it with your hope. Lord, I pray that they would cry out to you, that they would just admit that they need you. Lord, that they would take whatever they're walking through to you, to release that to you. And Lord, I pray that you would build into them that trust, that they would remember your faithfulness, that they would recall the times in their lives where you have been faithful. And Lord, that they would begin to trust that you are for their good and for your glory. Lord, I pray for those that are listening that they're not walking through anything painful right now, but Lord, I pray that one day as they do, you would use this to just help them walk through those difficult times. Lord, we are so thankful you're a loving and gracious God and that you care about our circumstances. You care about our situations. And Father, that you are with us even in those times where we feel lost. Lord, we just give this to you. We praise you. May you receive the glory. It's in Jesus' gracious name we pray. Amen. Well, guys, thanks for listening. And if you like this podcast or today's topic, please share it. It is our hope that as you're encouraged and built up, you may use this podcast as a resource to encourage and build up others. So share, share, share. We also want to encourage you to like us or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search Ruined to Redeemed. Not only will we be announcing when episodes are available, but sharing resources, words of encouragement, and ways to engage. We'd love the opportunity to connect with you. So thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray that it helped you in becoming all that Christ is calling you to be as you make much of Him. Have a great day, and remember, in Christ, you're broken, gone beautiful.